Hello and good afternoon, good morning, good evening, whatever time it may be where you are. This is Kim Mazzell, First Lady of House Music, and you're listening to Young Hearts Run Free, my podcast. This is episode 4, part 1, and we've been talking about beginnings. Since we're in COVID-19 period and a lot of us in different parts of the world are still on lockdown, there are some places that are relaxed a bit. We're relaxed a bit here in England. I know different places in America are relaxed as well a bit. I just noticed that the coffee shop is opened in my area. Some of the coffee shops are open. Some of the places are open and for business, but some places are limited to the banks are closed at 2 p.m. So I'm not sure where you are in the world, what's going on with you, but we're resetting and restarting anew and trying to figure out how our future is going to look. Quite a lot of people, again, have been are without work, even the music industry, my industry. We've got hashtags now, Save the Arts and Let the Music Play, so festivals can begin again, but that we do these things safely. Also in education, we're looking at schools starting back in September here in the UK and some other parts of Europe. They're looking at September as well. So in the meantime, we still have to earn a living. We still have to pay bills and things like that. So a lot of people are looking at new strategies for work and different things. So that's why I'm speaking about, you know, new beginnings and for you not to be afraid and just to learn how to get a new strategy. I guess that's one of the things we're going to have to look at, and how to encourage yourself, because it can be very, very frustrating as well. And you can really feel defeated and not even know where to start. So some of the places I guess you could start is like old school. We used to call it the want ads. And the old, look in the want ads, the newspapers. I don't even know if that exists anymore. But, you know, talk to friends. I was speaking about networking and networking being quite different now. Marketplace is massive everywhere over the internet. Everyone is putting up their new, you know, strategy or their new angle for promoting themselves. And, you know, I believe that there is enough room for everybody to support and promote. So I noticed there are a few tricks to the Facebook things and that, so that your algorithm doesn't stay with the same 10 people. So that's something you have to figure out. I was noticing that they've got a trick to that. So you just have to really press on and figure that out. So, you know, the other things you need to do is get a game plan. And this doesn't have to be no big, like philosophical, like thing to think about a game plan. You need to pay your bills. You need to find some place to work. What's available in your area, you know, things like that. So look around for that as well. I'm thinking though, by, you know, September, we're going to really be up and at it. One of my tours has, set that we're going back in October, I believe, October or November, and it is in Spain. So we will see. I'm looking forward to that because traveling, I really miss that at the moment. Some of the other things I was thinking about, even for myself, is just I noticed people send these online sort of sell things where you can sell your products in these online supermarkets, sort of like, I don't know, your any products that you have, music or earrings or braids or hair. A lot of people doing hair now that have been in the music industry, part hair and makeup. They're starting sort of like small shops where they send custom-made wigs and lashes and things like that. So that's something really, really good as well. Yeah, so we just want you to begin and stay positive. And as I said, I've got this Young Hearts Run Free podcast going now, and I plan to continue it. I get 5 minutes, so it's gonna go off, and meet me in part 2. This is Kim Mazzell, Young Hearts Run Free. Hello, this is Kim Mazzell. You're listening to Young Hearts Run Free. This is episode 4, part 2. Yeah, so we were just talking about beginnings and starting new things. I got a question for some of y'all. Since we've been on COVID lockdown a good 4 months, how many of y'all started a new relationship? Talking about new beginnings, huh? Any new beginnings in that area? Any little COVID romances, little COVID hookups? Yeah, so yes, then that's been very interesting. I've been talking to some friends who've gotten a bit cozy with them, some old flames, you know, just because it was just nothing to do. I said, okay, well, whatever. I noticed a lot of young people, you know, like, I guess about the third month and when it started to really get hot in the UK, I was looking at some of my students walking around. They're like, you know, 17. They're, yeah, coming of age and whatever. And I was like, it's just not going to work. See, this lockdown thing is not going to work. Human nature. And you know what I mean? So, yeah, there is that area of new beginnings, beginning new relationships. And things like that, you know, whether it's a work relationship or just a romantic relationship or a new friendship, because we did have to rely on a lot of different people for different resources during the lockdown. I know I was helping some of the older people that didn't live far from me with just, you know, groceries and just dropping them at the door. And someone did the same for me. So that was, you know, that was kind of like a new relationship kind of thing, because I find the people here, they really didn't ever speak to their neighbors or anything. Being American and being from a small town in America, and Americans, we talk to everybody anyway. Tell anybody all our business. But, you know, people didn't really, weren't very warm here. But I noticed that once the lockdown happened, people began to like kind of wave a little, hi, how are you? Because it was their only point of contact with another human being. So they're kind of forced to do it, I guess. But nevertheless, it was really nice. And people continued to sort of be that way, which is a good thing. But yeah, so there are just wondering if any of you had any new like relationships, any romances blooming. What about me? No. Nope. So, you know, maybe in the future, I'm just trying to figure out how we're going to be doing some of these concerts, because I'm looking forward to performing, you know, and getting back out there. My band is like sort of just sitting on hold and on lockdown and waiting. So, yeah, but don't be afraid to start a new relationship as well. Because relationships can be really, really good. And now that we're coming out of this first phase of lockdown, you could go, you know, have coffee or something like that and have a chat with somebody new that maybe you met online during the lockdown. You know, go to a cafe, croissanto, or I don't know, a coffee shop or whatever, and just, you know, meet up with the person that you met. And who knows, they may be in a industry that you need a job in. All kind of hookups can happen. So I just want to say, let your young hearts run free. Go on and get your little hookup on. If you find somebody nice, go for a drive in the countryside or go for a walk, hold hands, talk on the phone, text. But I think it's time, since we're resetting everything, it's time to reset things in the romance area. It's time to reset things with people just kind of getting together again. Yeah, I'm a romantic. Yes, I am. So anyway, this is Kim Mazzell. You're listening to Young Hearts Run Free. God bless you. Peace.